When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I one with Hotel, descent altitude 2,500, you speed to 210 knots.
2,500 feet, reduce to 10, and I one with Hotel.
With 1504.
1504, thanks.
That's it, call me ready.
Ready.
And I one X-ray, Quebec, turn left heading 320, cleared on approach 28, report established.
Turn left heading 320, cleared Alice approach 28. Port established, Ryanair 1 expect event.
Ryanair 1 Whiskey Hotel, contact tower 118.65.
86.1 Whiskey Hotel, mate.
Good afternoon, wind 350 degrees, 13 knots, cleared land runway 28.
Cleared land runway 28, Ryanair 1 expect event.
Alpha, turn left direct to Kalani.
For Kalani, 70 Alpha.
Two listeners got in touch with the documentary hour. Why don't you do a program about plane spotting, they said. Why don't you, we said. Okay, they said. So they did. Sarah Jane and Keith Redmond, a married couple who have nothing to do with radio or media, decided to find out about plane spotting at Dublin Airport.
I've always been fascinated with plane spotting. My route to and from work takes me past the airport, and every day without fail, there's a crowd of people, some inside of their cars and some outside, with cameras and all sorts of equipment.
Gillian from Finglas, and that's Tom.
And Tom from Finglas also.
Right. And who is this?
This is baby Luke.
And how old is Luke?
Luke is 2. Come, like, regularly enough to let the child see the planes taking off, basically.
Loves
the planes.
So he's starting off with the helicopters and stuff going by. So we start bringing him out once every Sunday would come out. But we were out here for nearly 2 hours last week. He just stands there. He's just so fascinated with it. Yeah. Loves it.
And do you enjoy it yourselves, or is it literally just for himself that you come?
I don't. I find
for the baby,
it...
just for the baby, yeah.
And do you see other parents here, like regulars that you might recognise? Yeah.
Definitely. Sundays is packed. It's very hard to get a spot to park up somewhere. Very hard. Loads of them. The majority is with kids. Definitely, yeah.
Hi, I see you have your binoculars here with you today, and I was wondering, what brings you here?
Just to get a closer look at the planes when they're taking off and landing, because you can't really get to them unless you're here. It's the best place to come and look at them. I used to come out loads of times when I was a teenager. This is the fourth time with Josh today. I just when I've got my first car, this is where we used to come, just to have a look at the planes.
And would you bring girlfriends, or would it be, some of your male friends? Or
yeah, just a couple of me and my friends would come out and have a look at the planes.
Like rendezvous or anything?
Not really, no.
Pilots are renowned for speaking very fast. There's an awful lot of guys who arrive to the airport with handheld scanners and radios that are listening to the air traffic communications, and they're able to tell exactly what's coming in and what's going out by what they're listening to on the radio.
Ryanair 44, push and start from 110 Romeo, approved, QNH 1012.
Push start for 1012, Ryanair 44.
Anthony Murphy, who describes himself as an aviation enthusiast.
I had a fear of flying. I was terrified of flying on an airplane, and I suppose part of my interest was to try and kind of demystify the whole flying experience. And I figured that if I watched enough aircraft landing and I kind of got some interest in the whole airplane, airport, aviation scene, that that might help me somehow to overcome my fear.
Like a flooding therapy.
Yeah, yeah, just like that. And then my interest in aviation branched out a little bit from that. I started becoming interested in learning more about aircraft systems and, you know, what exactly are the various parts of an airplane and what do they do? And that taught me an awful lot about aviation safety and how incredibly safe it is to fly in a plane, to the point now that when I'm rolling down the runway, I'm not clenched onto the arms of the seat, mm-hmm. pale-faced, you know, white-knuckle ride and all that. Yeah, I'm actually getting a thrill out of it. When some of our kids were younger, they were fascinated by the noise and the planes, and we started bringing picnics. And during the summer, some of the beautiful sunny days, we were on the top of the bank, overlooking the runway, sitting having a picnic, wife and kids. And we weren't the only ones. I'm in awe still every time I see an aircraft landing or taking off. How does this huge body of metal and plastics and rubber and glass and this plane full of cargo and full of people get off the ground? Left turn heading 160, so he's been told to fly a heading of 160 degrees. Occasionally you get some treats or some rare aircraft. Once a few years ago, the Japanese Emperor was coming in, and two very, very beautiful Japanese 747s landed one after the other. And that was a big deal because, as I said, 747s, they're not that commonplace at Dublin, but to see one after the other. A few years ago, we saw a few dirty old Russian Tupolevs coming in as well. Very, very... I don't think they're allowed to fly into some airports because they're very smoky. You can see that straight away. So occasionally you get these treats. I got into flight simulation as well. So in addition to knowing and to watching and to photographing and to making videos, I actually got to fly in a sense, and I've actually flown on a simulator at Dublin Airport. I've flown a 737. If I was to buy a house, or I was to build a house, if I had enough money, I would build a simulator. That's one of the things I would do as to have as a hobby. They're very, very expensive. I have a friend out in the west in Galway who built one at home, and it cost 30 or 40,000 euros. And he didn't really build what you call a serious one, you know. It was great and it was beautiful and all the rest, but I mean, you could spend 100,000, you could spend quarter of a million.
Flight level 143 descending, flight level 70 direct Rockna 80, 43 Zulu 994.
That was very easy to decipher. He's at flight level 143, 14,300 feet. He's now been told to descend to 4,000 feet. He's gone direct to Rockna, which is a waypoint off the east coast. He's an ATR, and he's got Zulu, which is the latest information. And he said 994, which I believe is the barometric pressure at Dublin Airport.
So if push came to shove and you had to land a plane, an actual plane, would you be able to do it?
Yeah, I've thought about it. Definitely, 100%. Yeah, I have. Very, very unlikely to ever happen, in fairness. You know, most aircraft these days have two pilots. But yeah, I did think about it. I thought about the scenario where, you know, somebody needs assistance and I put the hand up and go, yep, I'll help you. It would probably terrify me and delight me at the same time, you know, to be involved in landing a real plane, but it's never going to happen, in fairness. So, that's so the stuff that, of dreams.
Does that feed into some sort of hero thing, you know?
Yeah. It's the ultimate boy's toy, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things, you know, gadgets and technology, I think, and I think that's part of the reason it's more likely to be men, is I think just men have this fascination with big machines, you know? And complex technology and, you know, and for some of them there's an ego thing too. They like to sound like experts, you know? Approach has told him to descend to 8,000 feet.
Inbound to Rockna and speed 220, 2537.
Okay, he's inbound to Rock now. He's been told to reduce speed to 220, and he said he was an A321 with Zulu. The reason he tells them his aircraft type is because depending on your aircraft type, you need to leave more spacing between aircraft. Obviously, if it's a bigger aircraft, it leaves a bigger wake turbulence, so you have to step back a little bit from it.
Anthony Murphy, aviation enthusiast, don't say plane spotter, interviewed by two of our listeners, Sarah Jane and Keith Redmond, who decided to follow up on their own suggestion and make a radio
he's
program.
He's been told ILS for runway 28, which is the main runway at Dublin. So ILS is instrument landing system, which is basically a system which guides the aircraft onto the runway automatically if required.
Waypoint Delta Echo.
6 Delta, thank you. Monitor ground now, 121 Decimal Echo.
And 28, bye.